Chapter 192, Urging to Observe Isha and Fajr Prayers in Congregation. 1070, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, One who performs Isha prayer in congregation is as if he has performed Salat for half of the night, and one who performs the Fajr prayer in congregation is as if he has performed Salat the whole night. Muslim. The narration of At-Tirmidhi says, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu narrated that he had heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, He who attends Isha in congregation is as if he has performed Salat for half of the night, and he who attends Isha and Fajr prayers in congregation is as if he has performed Salat for the whole night. Commentary. This hadith tells us that the reward of performing Isha and Fajr prayers in congregation is so great that it equals the worship of the whole night. 1072. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, If they knew the merits of Salat after nightfall, Isha, and the morning, Fajr Salat, they would come to them even if they had to crawl to do so. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This is a part of the long hadith which has already been mentioned. See hadith number 1033. 1073. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, No salat is more burdensome to the hypocrites than the Fajr, dawn prayer, and the Isha, night prayer. And if they knew their merits, they would come to them even if they had to crawl to do so. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Isha and Fajr prayers were, and still are, very hard for the hypocrites for the reason that they perform Salat only to make a show of it, and not for the fear of Allah. Therefore, Muslims should not show any laziness in them at all, lest they develop a resemblance with the hypocrites.